Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm courageous today with the evening news. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes social, economic and educational progress of all sections of society for true development. Advisor Z. Nyusitho Nyuthe urges unity as key to societal progress. Nagaland Home Department directs strict enforcement of waste segregation at source. And government notifies Immigration and Foreigners Amendment Rules 2026 with key changes in registration timelines. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has said that education is a powerful means of empowerment as it enables individuals to become self-reliant, aware and capable. Addressing the tribal beneficiaries of scholarship scheme in New Delhi today, the president said that true development can only be achieved when all sections of society progress socially, economically and educationally.
हमारे राष्ट्र की शक्ति आशा और उज्जवल भविष्य के प्रतीक है मेरी सभी युवाओं विशेषकर जनजातीय समुदाय के युवाओं से अनुरोध है कि उन्हें अपनी जड़ों और अपने लोगों को नहीं भूलना चाहिए युवा शक्ति विरासत पर गर्व करते हुए आधुनिक शिक्षा और तकनीकों के बल पर आगे बढ़े तब सशक्त समृद्ध और आत्मनिर्भर भारत का निर्माण होगा
Ms. Murmu highlighted that the government scholarship schemes have transformed the lives of tribals by enabling access to higher education and new opportunities. The president emphasized that India has no shortage of talent and stressed on the need to identify, nurture and provide the right platform for it to flourish. Advisor NSDMA and Inland Waterways Z. Nyusitho Nyuthe has underscored unity as the foundation of true development, inaugurating the Mellori Community Building, coined as Mellorezu at Mellori Town yesterday. He said unity brings strength, cooperation and progress which enables the society to overcome challenges, achieve common goals and build a better future. The community building constructed at a total cost of 2.5 crore rupees will act as a mini shopping mall to support local entrepreneurs and boost the business sectors for self-sustenance. The Nagaland Home Department has directed all villages in the state to strictly follow waste segregation at source as per the Solid Waste Management Rules 2026. Under the rules, which came into effect on April 1, every household must separate and store waste generated by them in four categories. These are wet waste such as kitchen scraps and biodegradable items in green beans, dry waste including plastic, glass and non-biodegradable items in blue beans, sanitary waste like used diapers, sanitary napkins and designated sanitary bins, and hazardous waste such as paint containers, batteries and expired medicines in red bags. District administrations have been instructed to coordinate with relevant departments and village authorities to ensure implementation of the new four-stream source segregation of waste and also conduct awareness programs to promote sustainable waste management. The Ministry of Home Affairs has notified the Immigration and Foreigners Amendment Rules 2026, introducing key changes in registration timelines and the appeals mechanism under the Immigration and Foreigners Rules 2025. The amendment allows registration to be completed at any time before the expiry of 180 days from arrival in India. Previously, registration had to be completed within 14 days after the end of the 180-day period. However, late registration beyond this period will now be permitted only under emergent circumstances. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Indian Red Cross Society, IRCS, Nagaland, in collaboration with the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, launched a two-day community first responder youth training program in Zunheboto today. Speaking at the event, General Secretary IRCS Naglin Akhalevi Khamo highlighted the history, evolution and humanitarian mission of the Red Cross movement. She noted that while the IRCS was established in 1920, the Naglin branch began functioning in 1982. Ms. Khamo emphasized the close connection between disaster management and the Red Cross and urged participants to become life members and volunteers of the global humanitarian institution.
I want to also challenge everyone here that becoming a Red Cross volunteer, you don't benefit anything else, but you benefit by helping others. And blessings, as we all know, comes countlessly. And so, let us all unite together, build a strong Red Cross branch in Zinabuto, so that wherever we are, we can help people around us.
Addressing the event, Zinabuto Deputy Commissioner and President of IRCS Zinabuto, Dharam Raj, stressed the need for community-based disaster preparedness. He noted that Naglin falls under one of the most earthquake-prone regions, making disaster preparedness a necessity rather than an option. A one-day capacity building program for export promotion of passion fruit, banana and ginger was held at Wakha today by the Agricultural and Processed Food Products Export Development Authority, APEDA, in collaboration with the District Horticulture Office and the State Horticulture Department. Addressing the event, Assistant Horticulture Officer Y. Shanchobini Hamsoy emphasized the need to promote locally grown horticulture crops and explore wider markets through processing and export. During the technical session, APEDA Business Development Manager Joydev Roy briefed on export procedures, certification requirements and government schemes. Horticulture Inspector Ruth Hamsoy stressed on food processing and preservation to reduce post-harvest losses and increase farmers' income through value addition. India has undergone a remarkable transformation driven by the principles of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas under the visionary leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the last 12 years. During this period, the Modi government carried out many flagship initiatives for the welfare and empowerment of the poor, farmers, women and youth. Akashvani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts of the last 12 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on the measures taken by the government towards the empowerment of women. A report.
Over the past 12 years, women empowerment in India has witnessed a transformative shift driven by sustained government efforts to enhance access to healthcare, education, livelihood opportunities, financial inclusion and leadership role. The Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, launched in 2015, has enabled millions of women to access collateral-free loans to start and expand their businesses. Under the scheme, loans worth more than 40 lakh crore rupees had been disbursed to beneficiaries by March this year. Of them, around 17 lakh crore rupees were given to women. The flagship schemes such as Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, Sukanya Samridhi Yojana and Womania Initiative have collectively strengthened women's access to banking, savings and entrepreneurial platforms. Under the Jan Dhan Yojana, a total of over 58 crore accounts have been opened till date, and out of these, around 33 crore Jan Dhan accounts belong to women. Another key initiative is the Lakhpati Didi program, which focuses on helping women to achieve sustainable annual incomes of at least 1 lakh rupees. The Beti Bachao Beti Parao scheme has contributed to improving the national sex ratio at birth from 918 in 2014-15 to 929 in 2024-25. With sustained policy support and innovative programs, women are playing a pivotal role in shaping a self-reliant and inclusive economy. Emilia Kotsu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And the 78th Battalion of the Central Reserve Police Force CRPF celebrated its 41st Raising Day with patriotic fervor at its headquarters in Zubza. Raised on 1st June 1985 at Tamil Nadu, the battalion has been deployed in Naglin since 2007. The event began with a tribute to personnel who made the supreme sacrifice, followed by a scenic sammelan, sports and cultural programs. On the occasion, a new library, Aksharalaya, was inaugurated to promote reading and professional development among personnel. Now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. President Draupadi Murmu emphasizes social, economic and educational progress of all sections of society for through development. Advisor Zetnyusito Nyuthe urges unity as key to societal progress. Naglin Home Department directs strict enforcement of waste segregation at source. And government notifies Immigration and Foreigners Amendment Rules 2026 with key changes in registration timelines. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.